expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Yeah.
You have been a bad monkey.
And when will we have a sexy intercourse?
Shake it, back!
Woo! Well, hello, window lickers, and welcome to the 74th edition of the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast. My name is Tim, and in an effort to stay current, I have for you an exclusive, which is actually all over the fucking internet, and anybody can find it on YouTube. But anyway, this is the Mel Gibson rant that has been all over the tabloids.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. Was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
I've never have.
Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway,
that's not none of your fucking business with
them. It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you, it's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay? I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you, okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there, okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Wow, what an angry man. Very interesting, though. I don't think I'll be patronizing any of his movies anytime soon. Got some news coming up for you, but first, let's listen to the vocal stylings of the late, great Hervé Villechaize. You might know him better as Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life.
All right, screw that. Here's the news.
It's The Onion Radio News. The U.S. changes its motto to America, we're gonna make you smile. This is Doyle Redland reporting. After a recent focus group determined that In God We Trust was boring to citizens and teens alike, the United States introduced a new motto today. America, we're gonna make you smile. After weeks of research and experimentation with various combinations of positive sounding words, State Department spokesman Marlon Harris unveiled a new slogan at a news conference earlier today.
Yeah, we feel the new motto projects a more playful image for the nation. We want to tell the world that America is fun country, a great place to be, a great place to shop, a great place for laughter and what have you.
Harris went on to say that plans are in the works to replace the aging and out-of-step E Pluribus Unum with U.S. Fever. Catch it. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Well, wasn't that just a fun-filled 5 minutes? I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed putting it all together for you. Don't forget, if you would like to contribute to the podcast, feel free to email me at timlrice@aol.com, tweet me at VOChameleon, or hit me up on Facebook.
Shut up!
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow!
Hey,